Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm John White.
And John, it's about that time of the year where everyone's headed back to school if you haven't gone yet. Ready or not, here comes the fall semester. And we ourselves are gearing up for the Master Gardener class. We have 25 trainees ready to start the Master Gardener program. And so if you just missed your chance, you didn't sign up in time for the class this fall, don't worry. You still have a chance to take a class at the El Paso Community College. The class is entitled Home Gardening in El Paso, and that's taught at the Valle Verde campus by Master Gardeners through our Speakers Bureau program. The classes are scheduled on Saturdays from September the 8th through October the 27th from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30. And if you're interested in registering for the class, you need to go to epcc.edu and you will get the Master Gardener Lite program, all the education and no volunteer hours. So if you're working professionally, can spend some time with us to volunteer. This is a great class for home gardeners, for even folks that are new to the area, or even folks just want to kind of gear up their gardening game.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great class for especially people new to El Paso, learn a little bit about gardening here, because it is tricky.
Yeah,
we have some setbacks here.
Right.
Soil,
right,
water,
for one.
Lack of rain, just to name a few.
Right, exactly. You know what? A lot of people actually start off by taking this community college class, and then they'll take the Master Gardener class. Yeah, well, this year we have three individuals that have signed up because they started taking that EPCC class. So, yeah, it's definitely, I think, after you get over the challenges or kind of learn.
And you're with other...
Yeah.
You know, you're with other gardeners and people trying to learn to garden. And
right, exactly.
It's kind of a camaraderie.
Exactly. And I like it when you get a couple of wins under their belt and they get excited. And I always have Master Gardeners. I have a Master Gardener intern this year who sent me a photo of his raised garden vegetable bed that he did. And he said that he applied everything that he learned in the class and he is swimming in tomatoes and his neighbors run away from him because he has all these tomatoes at this time of the year.
Trying to give them away.
Trying to give them all away now because he's doing such a great job.
Hey, you need to move that pest management one to the end.
Right, right, exactly. And get
don't
that
give them the downer right away.
Right, not yet, not yet. But they're all definitely covered, all your major topics in the class. So if you're interested, please visit us on our homepage or call us at the Master Gardener Help Desk and we'll be able to help you out with registering for that. And now we're kind of transitioning, not just back to school, back to the fall semester, but also our gardens. You know, we have a lot of heat-loving perennials or annuals that have kind of petered out at this time. And it'd be a good time to start even collecting some seed pods.
Right.
If you haven't.
A lot of them will be going to seed, and you can collect seed and either go ahead and plant it and, you know, get it ready for, you know, the coming year or... You know, the plants, with it cooling down, will probably take on a little bit of a revival.
Right.
And they'll show some new growth and, you know, be looking nice going into the fall when we get into even colder weather. But they will take that little bit of revival. But they've, you know, bloomed and they've got seed set. And, you know, I know the penstemons around our garden have, you know, got seed on them and collecting seed and the gazanias and gallardias and
right.
You know, so there's a lot of seed to be collected. Our trees, you know, have a lot of seed on them. Those can be collected for later planting so yeah, there's a lot of opportunities. But you know, some words not to put your seed in Ziploc bags, plastic bags, because the seed actually do need to breathe,
right?
So you want to put them more in a you know, a little brown paper sack type of thing, and not a plastic sack. So that helps keep them going. Some people use, you know, the old medicine vials and mm-hmm. stuff, and some of those aren't necessarily that airtight, so they can do that. And they got the brown coloring to keep, you know, sun
light
from
out.
Getting. So there are different ways of keeping them, but you do want to write down what the seed is, put a date on it, maybe where it was collected from, mm-hmm. give you a little bit of idea. And if the plant has a certain color, you know, if it's a red zinnia versus more of a salmon colored, watermelon colored. You may want to make note of that.
Yeah, no, most definitely. And our Good to Grow co-host, Jan Peterzelka, who's not here today, actually gave me some red corn poppy seeds from her garden a few weeks ago. And let me just tell you, just to have the eyesight to be able to look at all those tiny seeds on there is also a challenge. But, you know, a lot of the seeds are going to be encapsulated into a pod or some kind of container, if you will. And really, it's a matter of keeping them separate and kind of cleaning out the seed as well, because you don't really want to introduce any kind of pests or diseases, especially when you're storing them for a long period of time. I've seen a lot of different methods.
Seed weevils and things like that get in your seed, and they will destroy your seed. So, yeah, need to keep very, very good cleanliness around the area you're going to store your seed. And don't put them out in a hot cabinet where they're going to heat up and subject to, you know, we don't have real cold winters, but you want to keep them in kind of a cool, dark area.
Right, exactly, and especially not in your garage with the extreme temperatures that you have out there. And I've seen a lot of, you know, we used to do a lot of seed collecting as well. And back in the day, we used to also use nylons, like, you know, knee-high pantyhose, but it were really light as far as the weight of them. So you can kind of put them over a plant to be able to collect the seeds. And I don't know, but pantyhose are kind of hard to find nowadays.
Aren't used too much anymore.
Exactly. But any kind of light fabric that you can tie over the plant to secure it. I know that when you collect like gopher plant, they have almost this little nice little mesh that you can kind of collect the seeds, because sometimes a lot of times when the seed pods pop, they actually project the seed into the air. So you want to make sure that you kind of keep them contained, if you will.
For all those inventors out there, they need to come up with a paper bag with an elastic band on it.
Right.
But, you know, I know Denise and your past work history with the university and stuff, that, you know, a lot of times you bagged onion seed, you know, you would bag the onion flower and collect seed and, you know, things like that. So paper bags have been used a lot, but you just got to make sure they get sealed up some way, because if they get tilted a little bit, then the seed comes out of the bag real easy.
Right. No, most definitely. Most definitely.
But so there's a spacey enough, you know, and open enough to where the seed can go ahead and mature in the sack and not be cross-pollinated and, you know, and things like that. So
So
you can kind of protect it.
Exactly. And I think also there's also a challenge when you're going and collecting your seed, especially, say, for example, you have penstemon growing in your garden. And, you know, you may think that you're looking at one type of penstemon, and then when you go to sow the seeds the next year, you're going to get something completely
different color or something. Right.
Right. So you want to make sure that that you kind of leave some room there for, not so much for error, but for cross-pollination happening within the garden itself. But if you are purchasing some seeds as well, I know that the garden centers will kind of cycle those out as well. So you want to make sure that when you do purchase your seed, you want to make sure that it's for the current year. And it's going to be stamped on there where it's labeled from. It doesn't necessarily mean that if you hold on to that seed that it's going to go bad for the following year. It's just a matter that the germination percentage is just going to decrease year after year.
Right.
So
and some of your big box stores, you want to, you know, they're starting to clear stuff out already.
Right.
It's like they're getting rid of summer.
Right.
And they're getting ready for winter.
Exactly.
And so finding those seed packets and stuff, you may have to do a little bit of looking. Plus, also, you might find a good deal on them because they're probably trying to close them out and sell them. So, so that seed's still good. You just want to make sure to store it properly.
Right.
And it'll hold for another year, but you don't want to be planting five-year-old seed.
Right, exactly. And you know what? I've had good luck, and I've tried different, you know, seed companies from different price points. And it's just, you know, I always just tell people, buy what you feel comfortable and paying for seeds. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean that ones are going to be better than the other. You want to look at stuff if they have a germination percentage, that they were tested before they were shipped out. That gives you more information as well. Also, a big advocate of keeping those seed containers once you have them and you place them in the ground, because they do give you some valuable information that you're going to need to refer to.
Right. And, you know, I'm not much of a journaler, but people that do journaling are, you know, you get those varieties written down, and, you know, then you can look back and say, oh, yeah, this variety did really good.
Right.
You know, remember to get more seed for next year or more plants.
Yeah, most definitely.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I just get some Scotch tape and put the seed packet in my journal. That's as far as I go.
That's a quick way to do it.
Right, exactly. And we're done. But definitely right now is really the time to also look at if you're going to have a fall vegetable garden. A lot of our fall vegetables are really easily grown by seed. And that's really important to be able to look at, because it's really an inexpensive way to get a nice fall crop.
Yeah, you want to look at some of the, you know, when our last fall, our first fall frost is here in the fall. And then you kind of count backwards to, you know, depending on the seed packet, look how long it takes from seed to harvest, and kind of work it there so that you're not planting something that's a 100-day variety and you run out of time and, you know, frost moves in and either kills the plant or slows it up. So you want to be careful and watch the dates on that.
Right.
But there are, you know, several crops that are very fast, too. We have some of our root crops that, you know, almost as fast you put them in the ground,
right,
they're coming back out. You know, radishes are very, very quick.
Right. 30 days from seed to harvest.
Yeah. So you can go through several radish harvests within a, you know, fall season. So it's a great plant.
And definitely even carrots. You know, it'll take about 70 days on the average to mature. So, you know, just about planting them correctly. And I always have a challenge in moving from my summer garden into my fall garden, you know. But there's just a way you can, you know, kind of learned over the years, you know, just kind of plant in between those existing tomato plants and let those fall little plants get started.
Right.
And then that way they're really set up for when you do yank out your tomato bushes.
Yeah. And there are, you know, difference between warm season, cool season vegetables. So you want to make sure you stay with the cool season. But, you know, I always just, for simplification, look at fall as root crops and leafy greens.
Mm-hmm.
Summer crops are always your fruited
vegetables.
I mean, not always, but
right.
Always exceptions. You know, quick way to think about it.
Wonderful. So definitely it's the time to get all your leafy greens, so your lettuces, your spinach, and even your broccoli.
Yeah, you're probably too late for the Halloween pumpkins.
Yeah, exactly.
Should have started those earlier.
And we talked about that in our 4th of July show.
So don't be planting pumpkins.
Right. Don't be planting. Well, we hope that we've given you some ideas to go out into your garden and collect some seed from your existing plants, or even if you want to venture out into the garden center to buy some seeds for your fall vegetable garden. We hope that you enjoyed today's show. We also want to thank Lauren Terrazas for producing and engineering today's show. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm John White.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden
good to grow.